Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful conversation tonight on the conversation. Kyle's whole candlelight vigils in solidarity with Charlottesville to let them know that they stand against all this violence and all this, when I will get into it, because we need peace on both sides, and there's all these rallies are a double standard. Gettysburg stands firm. That battlefield says that all monuments are staying put. It's about time. Donald J. Trump is a person who enables a racist if you're a supporter of him, says Michael Moore. But if you support Trump, then you're someone that would enable a racist and a rapist and all these things to allow. Oh, see, I would enable a racist. I'm going to let him beat up that black guy. I'm going to let it happen. I'm going to let that girl get raped. I would enable that and allow that to happen because I'm a Trump supporter. Well, if you're a Michael Moore supporter, then you're a moron. You're a Moore from the planet on. Kim Jong-un has supposedly stockpiled all kinds of nerve agents like Sarin and VX. And they claim it can target the military bases. No one to get into something Maxine Waters said, because when I read that and I heard it, I about pissed my pants. Gotta love the DPRK, you know. I mean, no matter what Trump does, it's gonna be too little, too late, and I'll get into that. And also in Baltimore, the mayor wanted to quickly remove these Confederate statues to make the city safer. Yeah, when are we going to get rid of Washington and Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln and all? Why don't we just erase our history altogether? Let's just do that. I'll get into that. The MH370 possibly revealed. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the Malaysian airliner and the flight MH370, they believe now, because of satellite photos, they have located where the debris was and possibly could be now. We'll get into that. Also, the upcoming Premier League week and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. James 3:13. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. Think about that as you're going through your day or evening or whenever you're listening to the conversation, if you're listening on the podcast or you're listening here live. What a weekend. I don't know if you know, but I got my hearing tested and it's kind of going. Yeah, my left ear is matching my right ear, but I'm losing my hearing, I guess. Which is not really a good thing, because if you lose it, you can't use it because it doesn't come back. And hearing aids don't do much. Hearing aids, you want to hear the way you hear. Hearing aids, you don't want to hear through a hearing aid. So my wife and I are possibly considering, maybe if we ever have time, to possibly get and do like sign language and stuff like that. So we'll have to wait and see. Like I said, the people at work today, I got two things. I work and I'm broke, or I don't work and I'm bankrupt. Hey, that's a win-win. But don't worry. Mighty Mouse isn't coming to save you. The government will. Here Uncle Sam comes to save the day. Oh, yeah, that's... That's how these people think, man. But this is where we're at, folks. We have people holding candlelight vigils in solidarity that we stand with Charlotte over the violence. I'm a little sarcastic there because it's a double standard, okay? There were people peacefully protesting with a permit on the right saying, hey, they're going to take down these Confederate monuments. I mean, why stop? Why Confederate monument? Why not? Let's just eliminate all history. F it all. Let's get rid of it all. Okay. Sorry. George Washington needs to go. Abraham Lincoln, get him out of here. Jefferson, gone. You know that poor school in 7 years ago? Don't teach it to the kids. It's history. They don't need to know about it. Let me tell you something, folks. I hate to burst your bubble, but go back 150 years. Go back 100 years. There were blacks that were hung in a tree. If you don't want to hear it, then leave the radio station. You don't have to listen to this, but that's a fact. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with the fact that blacks were hung. That's wrong. But you're doomed to repeat history if you don't learn from your past. I don't agree with Black Lives Matter or Black Panthers or Antifa or the KKK or the Aryan Brotherhood or white nationalists. I don't agree with them. But they need to be in our history books so people can know about them, so that they can learn from their mistakes and learn from the past. I got done watching the Founders movie. Great, great film. I worked at McDonald's, so it was kind of neat, but I knew a lot of it anyways. But one of the most famous quotes from Ray Kroc, the founder, he basically, to me, I don't believe that because he wasn't the founder. The founder was the McDonald's brothers, but he basically took it out from under him. What did he say? And one of his famous quotes was this. One of the most famous quotes he said is, he goes, that's the difference between me, Ray Kroc, and you, the McDonald's brothers. If a guy's drowning, I'm going to put a hose in his mouth. You guys are going to try to save him. That's why you have one store in San Bernardino, and I have franchised this thing, and I've got many, many. When he died in 84, like around his wife's death, she donated like $1.6 billion to like the Salvation Army and stuff. Also, when that happened, she donated like hundreds of millions to NPR and all that. Millions. But I'm going to sit there and say, okay, what did Ray Kroc do? He did the Donald Trump view, as I call it. The Donald Trump view is this. You got to find the loopholes. Well, Trump won't turn his taxes because he didn't pay any. Of course he didn't pay taxes. He found all the loopholes. He knew how to bend the rules. Everything he did was legal. He just figured out how to get out of paying as little as possible. Same reason why Hillary Clinton hardly pays any. And if you wanted someone like Donald Trump to pay more taxes, then you would have cut these loopholes, but you didn't because it would screw you too. But hey, we have two sides here, folks. We can't eliminate history, and that's what we're doing here. Every time you talk, oh, we got to eliminate Confederate. No, Confederacy is part of our history. Hanging of blacks is part of our history. Taking this land from Native Americans is part of our history. And things that happened, you don't have to agree with, you don't have to support, but it's part of our history. You have to know about it. I'm going to look at McDonald's and say, okay, let's look at what Ray Kroc did. Love the man. I want to do what he did. Look at how successful he was. I mean, at least Gettysburg stands strong and says that the battlefield will not remove any of the monuments. They're going to stay. Let's educate people. Where does this country say you will not be offended? Show me where the Constitution guarantees you will not be offended. It doesn't. But I saw a statue of Robert E. Lee, and I was offended, and now I can't go to work. And that's what this country is breeding. You ever saw that episode of South Park where they had like the crab people, and they did like the, what was it like the, when they had like the boy meets boy and, you know, queer eye for the straight guy. We're trying to turn everyone into wusses so we can take over the world. Yeah, we know they tried to do that. Crab people tried to do it with the Jeffersons. That's what's going on in this world. I never thought I would see a day in this country where, okay, where college would, okay, we're going to post, we're going to allow you to not take the test. We're going to postpone things because we want you to know that we understand the grieving you're going through because Hillary Clinton didn't win the election. So I'd be like, if I was in that class, say, okay, you show me a company, it's going to like just let you slack off at work because Hillary Clinton lost. I don't think so. Unless it's a mom and pop place. And then, okay. We're closed because Hillary Clinton lost and we can't deal with it. Great. I know I ain't shopping there. Because I have the right to shop where I want to. If I support what Chick-fil-A stands for, I can shop there. If I like what Safeway stands for, I can shop there. If I like what Michaels stands for, I can shop there. I can go to Hobby Lobby. That's why you have more than one store. Because if you're going to have a birthday party, you can check, you can go anywhere to get stuff. You can support people that agree with you and align with you. But at least someone makes sense with Gettysburg standing firm that these monuments are not going to be torn down. And do some research. I know somebody that had that actually mimicked the commercial. We were told with Dutch, we were told this our whole lives and all this stuff. And guess what happened? When it was all said and done, you want to know what happened? They did that ancestry and they don't have any Dutch in them at all. Zero. If that ancestry DNA or the 23andMe is correct, they have not 1 ounce of Dutch in them. None. Do your DNA and find out who you are. Because you may be someone that, hey, I'm related to Robert E. Lee, but I'm offended. I'm offended by a statue. It sounds like those people that are offended by the cross. Well, see, you're pushing a religion on me. Okay, how am I doing that? How are you forced to believe in Jesus Christ because there's a cross? Because I have a third day shirt on and I'm a Christian? Because I have a depend on God hat, I'm a Christian? How is me wearing that hat forcing you to worship Jesus Christ? I'm just saying. I guess I went to culinary school. And culinary school, where I was, it's like the military. Put up or shut up. You know, you can't stand heat, get out of the kitchen. Okay, you're going to be on your feet 12 hours a day in this career. If you can't handle it, get out of the damn kitchen. Get over it. That's how it is. No, but we have these people that whine and piss and moan and Well, they had a cross in your yard, and because of that, I'm forced to believe in Jesus Christ, and I don't believe in him, and oh my. Okay, no. Sorry, folks, that's not how this world works. Okay. I don't know why. Okay, if I see a picture of Robert E. Lee or a statue of him, I'm not going to be offended, okay? That's history. Do I get sick if I see a picture of a black guy hanging from a tree? Yes, I do. That infuriates me. That gets me mad, but that's part of our history. We need to know it, or we're doomed to repeat it. That's what this first part of the show is about. So, and that's what I'm trying to get at. Because you have all these, we're marching in solidarity with Charlotte. Well, then condemn both sides. Condemn both sides. Don't sit there and be the group that's trying to antagonize Trump supporters to make them look bad to help Hillary Clinton win the election. Don't do that. Don't be that person that's going to sit there and I'm going to try to push the Trump supporters' buttons to make him look like a loony and then put it all over the internet and give it to all the media outlets so they can play it over and over and over and over and over again 5 million times just to try to make Trump supporters look like they're loony. And then sit there and say, well, we're against the violence in Charlotte. But we're only against the white supremacist violence. We're not against the people that were from the Black Lives Matter Antifa side, the left side that was doing all this. There were two sides to this. Peace. You know, our country has bad times in it. But it's part of our history. Sort of like KFC, they're going through bad times. No one likes that fake Colonel Sanders. I'm a fake Colonel Sanders because the real one died in the 1980s. You need to get yourself a bucket of chicken because it's finger licking good. They keep using it for some reason, even though study after study says people don't want that. They don't like it. Things got it, but see, that's part of the history. They should learn from the fact that they have all these people saying that, okay, when they've done these studies, they don't like that. Now they've got like new commercials, but they have like the original kernel on it. I don't know. I guess people think that KFC is so distant from what the founder started that they're trying to bring him to say, hey, even though he's not around anymore, this is still his kitchen. That's why I like Wendy's. If I go anywhere, I go to Wendy's because they always think, what would Dave Thomas do? He got us here. And that's always been their philosophy. To do it better, to be the best burger chain out there. And everyone's trying to mimic them with these fresh salads that they've been doing, all the stuff that they've done. You know? They learned from their history. Dave Thomas got us here. Let's see, how did he get us here? What did he do? Okay, let's build on that. Let's take his legacy and his dream and expand on it. And, okay, let's say he still ran the company. Would this be something he'd be doing? Yes. They use fresh, never frozen beef. They do thing. He did a marketing gimmick with the square burger because, hey, we don't cut corners. And that's how he felt. They use their history to know where they're going. This country doesn't. They're taking away the history. They're not teaching it. I mean, if you think I'm wrong, there are places that won't even allow you to wave the American flag. So that's the first thing. If me and my wife ever got a house, I'd be like, okay, I'm going. How do I find the homeowners association with this place? Because let me tell you, we're going to have like 25 flagpoles. We're going to have red, white, blue tile on the roof. Okay, we're going to have like a red, white, and blue on lawn. We're going to have like the house painted. It's what it's going to be is the, if you look really closely, it's going to be like tons of little American flags. But when you go back, it's going to be like one giant American flag. Yeah, we're going to have like millions of American flags. And inside the stars, we're going to, you know, we're going to have all kinds of, we're going to have military stuff. We're going to have Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, all that stuff. So be prepared. Yeah, we support our country. And we're going to live, hopefully, somewhere where they support it, too. But, I mean, Michael Moore actually said this. And he compares, like, since I'm a Trump supporter, I'm like, and I'm someone that enables a rapist. Yipper, how do you know, Michael Moore? And so I would never enable a racist. Anyone who thinks Michael Moore is, anyone who supports Michael Moore is a Moore from the planet on. And that may be above a lot of anyone thinking on the left. If you're a Moore from the planet on, you're a moron. He makes no sense. I don't get it, but you know, we gotta do something because you know, we got all these Trump supporters that basically be like enabling a racist and rapist. And
well, your wife today had a client ask her if she liked the president. Your wife, of course, said yes, then asked her, why are you a racist? Just because I like Trump. I don't know if I'll be ever going back to that client anymore, because professional or not, you know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept it clean.
I know.
That's saying something for me.
But this is how the left is. Like I told this story like three times on the conversation where my wife went to, not my wife, but my sister went to the bank and like, oh yeah, Obamacare pass, woohoo. Well, who's paying for it? What do you mean who's paying for it? Yeah, someone's got to pay for it. It's not, nothing's free. Okay. This is how the left is. And this is a quote from Maxine Waters. My fear is if North Korea nukes us, Trump is going to get us into another war. Whew. Wow, for a second there, I thought she was going to actually make some sense. Wow. So, North Korea nukes us and bombs us, and we're just going to not do anything because we don't want to go to war. Yeah, what I'm going to do on the conversation, I'm going to find out where she lives, and I'm going to make sure that, like, Hillary Clinton's house and Maxine Waters' house and all their house, all those Democrat houses, I'm going to make sure that Kim Jong-un, he has their coordinates. So you can just send the nukes right there, okay? Now, if you can get one that, like, self-contained, so it only blows up the house, then, you know. I mean, she makes no, that was a joke, by the way, folks. But seriously. My fear is if North Korea nukes us, Trump is going to get us into a war. Hello? What do you think happened at 9/11? We got attacked by Al-Qaeda and many terrorist groups were involved. And what do you think we're going to do? Just sit there and let us bomb us again and not do anything about it? But there are people that will support that. Like, yeah. You know, because, I mean, we can't get into another war. And, but this is the problem. Okay, if North Korea strikes first, guess what's going to happen? We're going to be seen as, oh, see, Trump didn't do anything. I mean, see, that's the problem with Trump. You know, North Korea attacked. He should have done something. North Korea attacked Guam. Look at this. We have innocent lives because Trump's administration didn't act fast enough. But if he would have done something to prevent that or striked first, they would say, here we go, another Republican, another war, yada, 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 yada. And what Trump needs to come out in one of these press conferences and say, I'm just going to tell the American public this. I'm pretty much almost done with these press conferences because it doesn't matter what I say. The people on the left in the media, the mainstream media in general, even a lot of Fox News, they are going to diss everything I do. If I was to prevent North Korea from doing something by doing a preemptive strike, oh, here we go. Another, they would say something bad about it. But if they, but if North Korea strike before I did something, they would say, well, see, told you, Trump administration, you know, too little, too late, you know. See, Hillary Clinton would have done something. Yeah, Hillary Clinton probably would have done something. She would probably have given them more weapons. She would probably continued her husband's legacy. But that's how it is. He can't win. No matter what it is. You know, it'd be like him racing in the Indy 500. Well, you know, if he won the race, well, yeah, you won the race technically, but you only led one lap. So, you know, I mean, we can't have that, you know. We want someone that's going to win the Indy 500 that leads more than one lap. Are you kidding me? I won the Indy 500. My name's in the Ford Warner Trophy. But if I didn't win, no, you didn't try. Because, see, all you have to do is lead one lap, man. The last lap, and you'd be on that Ford Warner Trophy. The media's a double standard, and that's my little explanation on it. You know, they don't care. Like when you told the fake media and news to shut up. I was laughing. I was rolling. See, but I'm gonna comment on something my wife said, because if a client came to me and said, "Why are you racist?" I'd say, "Why? Okay, why am I racist? Let me see here. Because I want equality for everybody. I am racist because I believe everybody matters, not just black lives. Because if black lives truly mattered, then they would be sitting there protesting the 200 deaths in Chicago. Oh, that doesn't fit a political agenda. I want to go to one of those Black Lives Matter rally and be like, yo, how do I get black privilege, man? I want to be like Oprah Winfrey and Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley and all those billionaires. See, because Oprah Winfrey is rich, but the black person signing her paycheck, he's wealthy. Same thing with Michael Jordan. He's rich, but the black person signing his paycheck, he's wealthy. I'd love to have their privilege. I'd love to be able to just walk into a restaurant and be like, yep, there's a 7-hour wait, but Oprah Winfrey, your table's ready. You know what I did? My phone took a crap. Yeah, it did, man. It did a 10-200. And I had to get a new one, which I didn't really want to do. So I had to go to AT&T to get a new one. I got there because they closed at 8. I got there at like 7:25. It was like 8:20 before the two people that are already there being served got served. I had to wait in line. I didn't have where's my white privilege? Oh, there were some people from India that were there ahead of me. They were there before me. They get served first. First come, first serve. That's how it goes. There's no white privilege. There's no Native American privilege or black privilege. Michael Jordan made it where he is because he busted his ass every day. He said, "Coach, I'll come in at 5 a.m. if I need to. Will you work me?" "Yes, I will." Every day he did. Yipper. And I actually talked to that guy on at AT&T. I'm like, well, yeah, that 55-page thing, I should have done that. I should have done that, because I asked him, has anyone ever read that 55 pages? Oh my God. And you know what he said? Yeah, one guy did. Well, he took 5 hours to get a guy a cell phone because he read all 55 pages. I should have said, yeah. Yes, I'm going to read them all, so you're going to be here a while. Do you have, like, a thing that can read for me? Because I have trouble. I'm dyslexic. Can you read all this to me? Because I want to make sure I'm not going to have my mouth sewed to the butt of another kid and we become a human centipede. South Park fans will get that joke. But I couldn't believe that actually someone would. But there's no privilege. We're all humans, one race. Stuff happened in our past that I had no control over. I was never a slave owner and you were never a slave, but that was part of our history. We had that.
She messed up the wrong person. person because she goes, you know where the Democrat and Republican Party started? Yes, I do. Sit down. I'll educate you. Yeah. I had to do papers on it. I never liked history. I go, well, I had 4 years of it when I was in school. Sit down. I'll educate
you. Yipper. Because, see, I had the distinct privilege of every time I didn't like Obama, oh, well, was Bush any better? Who said I liked Bush? I'm like, huh? I said, well, whatever. And I'm like, no, see, you don't understand something, buddy. I have been an independent. I've never been a registered Democrat or Republican. The first time I registered for anything was the Tea Party newsletter. Look it up. Look me up. I mean, you got to understand something, folks. They always say, like, a lot of people, like, when you go to the voting booth, are you better off 4 years now than you were 4 years later? Up until Trump, and Trump's trying to do a lot of changing. Okay, you go back from a Clinton and a Bush and a Obama, that's 24 years. I wouldn't say this country, it just... it's not better off to me. And you got someone like Trump is trying to do, okay, here's all these issues that were never taken care of by Obama, and here's a whole list of issues that he made worse. You know, he has a whole slate full. At least I knew with George Bush, he supported America. He had our backs. He said, okay, I want to go have Thanksgiving with the troops. And they worked out a plan to get him over there to have with the troops. I said, hell yeah, I am. I'm a card-carrying member of the Wu-Tang Clan, okay? She's going to tell me what a...
never been down to Indiana in her life, but she's going to tell a person from born in West Virginia what a Southern person believes.
But I see, me and my wife will never agree with this, because to me, West Virginia is not South. South is Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana. No, that's not. Well, then Indiana South.
No, you got Tennessee, Ohio. It stops being South. Kentucky is.
South to me is like the South Pole.
I wouldn't go to Kentucky. So I wouldn't go there and say they're not Southern.
To me, they're not even close to Southern.
Oh, they were.
Didn't Kentucky fight with the North? I think they did.
West Virginia broke away from Virginia to fight with them.
Who knows? But anyway, I mean, you'll have that. And then we have constructive things like that, because, I mean, I guess I look at it like this. I look at West Virginia as being Southern in one aspect, because those are coal miners. Those are people that, okay, they've got $5 million in assets because all they have to do is put diesel stickers on their jeans that they've had since they were 20 years old that they've used in the coal mine for 50 years. They know what it's like to struggle. And to do, and to, you know, there's no such thing in West Virginia's antique stores. They buy a table and chair set, and they use it till the thing falls apart, and then they're still trying to fix it and put it back together.
Yeah, I had a funny thing.
This is really cool. I love this, because they have those, like, satellite photo things, and I used to go down Groom Lake Road and look up and see if we could see stuff from the satellites of Area 51 and all that fun stuff. But they may actually have images of Malaysian Air Flight MH370, the flight that, like, vanished. They believe that, like, 2 weeks after, they have a satellite imagery, because I guess, like, every couple weeks or something, they take photos of, like, all the Earth. And they believe they found debris on a photo that was like 2 weeks after it disappeared. And they're trying to use that to find this location. So That's pretty cool. I mean, I was reading that at my lunch hour, and I was just like, this is kind of how technology has changed our lives, and some for the good, you know? Because who would ever thought that, I've seen a whole video on YouTube one time about images and things and satellites that they can't explain and stuff. And I'm like, I guarantee you, if you really look into it, a lot of that stuff's explainable. Call it what you will, but it's explainable, a lot of it. But, and what I think they're actually going to also do is see if they can go to the next set of photos for the area and see around that area if they can come up with even more definitive images and stuff. So I think it's going to be something that's going to actually, it's like a puzzle to me. And I think it's something that they're going to have more, they're going to have to do some research, but I think they can actually figure out, you know, they're going to have to figure out, okay, well, I don't think this one image might give them a better area to look. And hopefully that's all they need, but I think they might need more than that. So, I think it's awesome, you know, that something that like, oh, because you never know when someone's going to be taking one of those drones and flying it around, and it's going to be bada boom, bada bing, bada boom balls, and there you go, and they find something. And they're like, wow, like, I can't believe what I got here on this drone image. Because there was a guy that actually, him and his wife had land, and they took a drone. He goes, I want to see what's on this land. We're going to sell it. And they found the house. And when he was going through the old woods with the drone, and it's funny because he goes, oh, maybe I can fix it up. And we got another house. And we can sell it and all this stuff. And he goes, it looks like somebody took the house and, like, it's decrepit, but it almost looked like back, if you went back 20 years, it would look like someone just left everything and just ran out the door. Not that they had much, because it's out in the boondocks nowhere, but, you know, I just think that maybe some of these drones people have, and with this satellite imagery, I think they need to start using a lot of that more. Like, okay, let's say somebody went missing or a plane went down or something, okay? If we know that satellites went over that area in a week after, see what it took a picture of. See if it showed anything. You know? Just like people are starting to realize that, hey, cannabis is actually good for you. It's actually safe. You know? So maybe this will trickle down and do the same thing. I just think it's cool, and I hope that maybe with this MH370 plane, they get some closure for the families, because that's what it's all about here. And so, yeah, I want to get into this, because as some of you know on the conversation, I've been a huge follower of the Church of Scientology for years. I remember when I was like 85, my dad got that, the Dianetics from L. Ron Hubbard, where it had the volcano on it, and they had the commercial on the volcanoes erupting. Use Dianetics from L. Ron Hubbard. Get it at Walden's and Book World and other book retailers nationwide. And my dad got the book, and I read some of it. But they had the Lee and Remy special, and I didn't realize, I thought it came on like 10, but it comes on at 9 when my conversation is, so we don't have a DVR, so, and the replay doesn't happen till like midnight, and the first replay I fell asleep, and I had to watch the second one, and it's just, I honestly think that they're going to eventually, I think, I agree with what they say on that, because I think that, give it 5 years, and that church will be very, very small. They are starting to really have tons of people start to come forward. And hopefully there's enough to say, hey, okay, well, this is happening. this is going on. Something needs to be done. And I think they're trying to get a lot of stuff. And the church claims like, oh, well, the children working here and this and that, that stopped a long time ago. Well, they say that, you know, that they don't do some of this stuff. And this person goes, oh, yeah, we attack anyone that comes after Scientology big time. But my point is with all this is the show is fascinating. And I think it's a matter of time before they end up, I think, shutting down before that. I think if they keep going, the church will definitely lose its tax-exempt status. But I still think there's going to be a lot of people that are even... Because I know this is a big part of the church. And as a Catholic and as a Christian in general, I believe in helping people. That's just part of my nature. That's why I do so much for my wife, because I want to help her. But at the same time, that's what Scientology pushes, you know, helping people and being there and doing stuff for others. And you're doing stuff to help the earth and all this stuff. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that are still going to have that mentality of, because there are people that say, oh, I believe what Dianetics teaches. I just believe the church is corrupt and it's gotten way out of hand and I will never support the church, but I believe what Dianetics taught me, and I will always be someone that supports what Dianetics taught me, but I will never support the church. But I think there's going to be still people that believe what the Dianetics teaches, but the church will no longer exist. I mean, because if you look at some of these places, the money that they made and the things that they did, slowly going down. I mean, show me a religion that uses celebrities to push Christianity. They don't. A celebrity may come out and say, hey, I'm a Christian, you know, and this is what I stand for and what I believe. But they're doing it. It's not like the church is forcing them to. And they're gonna support the church, and they're gonna support their beliefs by with their actions and doing and helping people and being there. Like Tim Tebow is a good example. It doesn't matter what he does. If he gets in the minor, he's in the minors now, but if he gets in the majors or whatever, he's always going to be that person that's going to say, okay, I'll live on the street, but I'm going to be someone, a man of honor and a man of integrity. I will sign a shirt for someone. I will give 5 minutes to that kid that's over there crying. I will do whatever it takes. I'm going to do what I do because I'm a man of integrity and a man of honor. And a child of the one true king. If you support me, you do. You don't, you don't. If you want to know about God, I will help you find God. And I'm going to do it. I'm not going to the Baptist Celebrity Center. Hello, and welcome to the Baptist Celebrity Center, where we have tons of celebrities. That's not how Christian works. No. I want to get into this one because this is an interesting article. Patricia Heaton blasts CBS over report about Iceland's Down syndrome rates, because I guess they claim. CBS reported Sunday that the majority of expecting mothers in the country are close to 100%. Who received a positive test for Down syndrome terminated their pregnancy. The network tweeted on Sunday, Iceland is on pace to virtually eliminate Down syndrome through abortion. A 59-year-old actress took to Twitter with a heated reply taking aim at the wording of the CBS tweet and Iceland in the process. Iceland isn't actually eliminating Down syndrome. They're just killing anyone that has it. There's a big difference. Oh. Yeah. Let's just, I mean, I don't get that one. I don't know how. I don't get that, you know. See, that's why I like America. You know, if you have a kid that's Down syndrome, he's going to have a chance to be an American and strive and be a great person. Not in Iceland. Now, I wonder if in Iceland, if they can actually keep the baby, if they wanted, or if it's okay. Yep, he's Down syndrome. Well, we got to terminate him, because that's wrong. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but... And it's just one of those things, you know. But that's the world we live in, folks. That's the world we live in. But I want to get into this kind of updated. Barcelona attack kills 13 and driver remains at large. I guess there was a terrorist attack in Barcelona. And hopefully people wake up. ISIS claims responsibility. Now, when are people going to wake up? I mean, there's even been an eyewitness who in Barcelona who saw the driver knocking people over at high speed. I mean, something's got to be done. It's scary. You know, it's hard to try to attack something that is everywhere. I mean, ISIS is everywhere. In every country, in every nation, in every part of the world. And they're going to keep doing what they do because they believe that, you know, mass chaos is, you know, God's not going to come until we have mass chaos. And people got to wake up and people got to realize that, hey, stuff's got to, okay, this stuff is going on, folks. We got to do something because it's only going to get worse, you know. Peace, love, and happiness. Let's hug ISIS. That's going to stop them from doing what they do. See, if they would have gotten to that guy before he got behind the van and drove and ran all those people over, if they would have hugged him first, everything would have been A-okay. Sorry to the family members, but that would not have happened. They would have probably slit your throat because they would have thought you were gay. And they would have attacked you, but... That's just how the cookie crumbles, folks. Got about 8 minutes left, and I want to get into some Premier League news and transfer news and possibilities. Whether this is true or not, but from the Daily Record, one of the reporters has said that Manchester United has put in a $55 million bid, and I mean pound bid, for Thomas Lemar from Monaco, a 5'7 winger, 22 years, he's 21 years old, that's screwed, he's going to be 22 in September, you know. He's not going to replace Rashford or Martial. He's just going to be another player to use. I would take him. I mean, he's not Monaco's best player, but they don't, I mean, if they get rid of anyone, Thomas Lemar, someone who they would, I think, get rid of. And we do need at least another winger. So it's one of those things that.
Well, you never know, though. He could turn out to be good. He's young.
Oh, he's not. Yeah, he is young. I mean, I still don't think the Perisic deal, I think it's, I give the Perisic deal, us getting Perisic, about 20%. I've heard that they're still trying to get him, but I think there's about, I don't think it's over, but the chances are slim to none. So I give it about a 20% chance on Perisic. But, you know, if I would welcome Thomas Lemar. I think he would be a great addition to the squad. I mean, that way we have another player. And the more players, maybe the less Fellaini. That's all I'm going to say on that one, folks, because...
He's my favorite player. He's my favorite player.
Yeah, my wife, if you saw her room, what does she have, like 15 Fellaini posters, 12 shirts, hats, buttons? She got his name tattooed on her rear end, all kinds of stuff. I'm just kidding. But...
Rooney, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Get him to sign your breast, and then you can get it tattooed. Just saying.
Hey, that's why I'm not Manchester United fan. They got rid of
me. Wah, wah, wah. But, yay, on my, I think it's Saturday, I have off. And I'll be one of the, as the United stand people, as the people of England experienced during the U.S. tour when they were up at like 5 a.m. and 4 a.m. and 3 a.m. to watch the games. I'll be up at 7:30 to watch Manchester United because they play Swansea. But I'll probably be downstairs so my wife can sleep, which because it's the bigger TV anyways. But my point is, with that is, I got to look into it because I don't know if 7:30 is the start of the game or if there's like the pre. If like the pregame is at 7 and it starts at 7:30, or if the pregame is at 7:30 and the game starts at 8, because it's changed throughout the years. Because I know there were times that they used to play back in the day where I'd have to. I thought we were, because we were in Eastern Standard Time where I live, to where like the clocks change. Like we go, we fall back and skip ahead or one of those. And we're with New York time. And, like, I remember used to getting up at 6 to watch a game at, like, 6:30. So, I couldn't imagine being in Hawaii, because if you were a Manchester United fan in Hawaii, you'd have to be up at, like, 2 a.m. I think it's going to be a great season. We're starting out first. You know, Manchester United takes on Swansea. You got Bournemouth and Watford. Well, I'd rather be first the first week than not at all. You know, Burnley and West Bromwich Albion. You got Leicester City and Brighton and Hove Albion. You got Liverpool versus Crystal Palace, Southampton and West Ham United, and Stoke City and Arsenal. That is the games on Saturday. On Sunday, you got Newcastle United and Huddles. Field Town, and then you got Tottenham Hotspurs versus Chelsea. Okay, so you know who I'm rooting for. Oh, I can't wait till Monday because Man City, my Man City is going to take on Everton.
Come on, Everton.
Yeah, I know. If Everton losing would help Manchester United, then I don't want them to lose, but I really want them to win. But it's just
all the way.
Whatever. They're gonna go to the relocation zone. Not really. They got Rooney. They got a player that's gonna do some good, but
Oh my god.
She was the one that thought he scored like 75 goals last year, and I'm like, he scored 5. Oh, yeah, let me correct that. She didn't bet. But anyways, I hope this thing with Thomas Lemar is good. I mean, I'd rather start where we are first than because Manchester United is usually a team that goes gets better as the season goes on. They're not Arsenal that does very, very good, and then they tank. And then once they get too far down to go anywhere, then they start to get good, and they start to go back up again. And by the time they start to go back up, it's too late. And okay, even if they win 3 points, even if they win the next 5 games and get 3 points, they're still only going to be able to be like fifth place or fourth place, you know. So, but and then there's still talk even to today that Man United made the best decision in getting Emmanuel Matic from Chelsea. There are still people. Chelsea's even saying that, oh, why did we get rid of him? Why did we get rid of him? Why did we get rid of him? Why did we let him go? And I'm like, so what I thought originally was just them trying to laugh at us, like, ha-ha, you got Matic. He sucks. Turns out now that there's a lot of people saying that, hey, we made the right move getting him. So he was not first on my list of players. Since he's here, I'm welcoming him. I welcomed Fellaini when he came. Like, maybe he's going to be better than I've seen him play at other clubs, but turned out I'm going to, like, my wife would just give me a bunch of crap, but okay, I hope Mourinho's at United for 10 years and has some Premier League titles. I hope that's the case. I don't want him 4 and done. Well, he's not 1 and done because he's already won 1 season. I want success back at United, and if it means Mourinho, then it does. If it means someone else, then it does. But right now we got him, and so he's a man you got to get behind. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation, and I hope you feel a part of and do something. Get out there and make a difference, folks. Because you make a difference no matter where you live. And with a firm alliance under protection of the divine providence, our fortunes and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.